from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. When you're plagued by a mysterious injury or illness, maybe you go online looking for clues to combat it. And the search often leads to Wikipedia. The online encyclopedia receives billions of clicks on its medical entries, but can you trust those pages with your health? The lead editor of those entries is with me today in studio. Dr. James Heilman is an emergency room doctor and professor in British Columbia. He's also an obsessive Wikipedian. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Heilman.
Thank you, Brian.
So how many hours a week do you spend editing Wikipedia entries?
I spend a tremendous amount of time working on Wikipedia. My wife likes to joke that Wikipedia is my mistress. I prefer to call Wikipedia our first child. I'm probably spending upwards of probably around 60 hours a week working on Wikipedia's medical content.
Wow. And so that's in addition to being an emergency room doctor. Have you done the entry on insomnia or sleeplessness?
I've worked some on that entry, yes.
Okay. All right. So when did this all start, your obsession with medical entries on Wikipedia?
So 10 years ago, I was working a night shift. My department was quiet. I was looking around the internet, and I came across this article that really contained a number of errors. And I thought, oh my God, this is bad. And then I saw an edit button, and I hit that edit button, and I realized that I could fix the internet. And I sort of got hooked, and I've been, you know, madly trying to fix the internet ever since.
And now I guess there's a process for the editing of Wikipedia articles. How does it work?
Wikipedia is more complicated than many people realize. There's all these checks and balances in place. We have all these, you know, guidelines and policies, such as one would see in a traditional publishing house. You know, our core community is about 50% healthcare providers, the ones working on healthcare content, and about half of our core healthcare editors are members of the lay public. When someone makes an initial change to Wikipedia, if you're a new editor, those changes first get reviewed by automated computer scripts looking for low-level vandalism. They then get a second level of review by a human being looking for, more serious levels of vandalism. And then, you know, people who are interested in topics, they put the topics on their watch list such that they're notified when changes occur to those pages. So, for example, if you look at an article like HIV/AIDS, there's about, 700-800 people who are notified every time a change is made to that article. So for major topic areas, there's a great degree of peer review, double-checking the accuracy of content.
So your talk about the editing process makes me think of fake news. You're from British Columbia, so your stake in this last presidential election is perhaps not as great as an actual voter here in the U.S., but we've been obsessed recently with this notion of fake news. Is this a problem on Wikipedia, and how does Wikipedia deal with it?
We've solved the fake news problem on Wikipedia.
Ah.
Yeah, you know, fake news is and has been for a long period of time a huge issue. You know, we see fake news within medicine. We see people attempting to promote alternative medicine. We see people attempting to promote conventional medicine, you know, beyond the level of evidence that's available. People who are involved with generating fake news, that's a higher level of vandalism than a computer program can take care of. The only people who can manage to deal with that, in my opinion, is human beings. You need good faith people who have looked at the whole breadth of the literature out there, who have researched the topic in question, deciding, yes, this is based on a good source, or no, you know, this is complete utter BS. I think Facebook and Twitter could learn a lot from the mechanisms Wikipedia has put into place.
This sounds like a lot of work. And I've heard calls for more medical professionals and experts to embrace Wikipedia and actually do more to help it. Do you need this help?
Yes, definitely. You know, Wikipedia is not as good as it should be. You know, this is a major source of healthcare information for a lot of people. We need it to be as good as we can possibly make it. I need to convince my colleagues to take Wikipedia seriously, to engage with it, and to improve Wikipedia.
So what are you up to now to try to grow your rank, so to speak?
Yeah. So, you know, one of our more exciting initiatives is we're collaborating with UCSF for medical students, where they spend 4 weeks working to improve Wikipedia's medical content.
Anything else you're doing to make it better, maybe beyond making it more accurate?
One of the other exciting initiatives we're working on is we're translating content into other languages.
Oh, yeah.
We've translated a couple thousand articles into Odia, which is spoken by 40 million people in India.
Wow.
And it's amazing. You know, you take these medical articles about major medical conditions, you pop the name into Google. Before we did the translation, there was nothing. And now we're seeing, you know, there's now four articles listed, you know, so for topics where we as English speakers would expect to see,
right,
you know, a million hits, there's now four, and each of them is Wikipedia.
So if all articles on Wikipedia are not created equal, how do you advise we as consumers use Wikipedia for medical information?
So, you know, whenever you're making an important choice, you want to verify the content across multiple sources. Mm-hmm. That's really the key. There's errors in all sorts of sources. You know, Wikipedia is not perfect, but neither is anything else out on the internet. So, you know, if you check three or four different sources, they all come to the same conclusion, then you can be more confident that the decision you're making is the correct one.
And if we need to go to three or four more sources, what would be the other ones that you would recommend beyond Wikipedia?
So one of the benefits of Wikipedia is well-written articles will have references for each statement of fact, and you can follow those references. You can check, you know, is this a reliable source. Other good sources out there would include the National Institute of Health, the World Health Organization, the CDC. Those are some of the other sources I would point the general public to.
Dr. Heilman, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you, Brian. My pleasure.
Dr. James Heilman is an ER doctor and professor in British Columbia. He's also an obsessive Wikipedian, and he bestowed upon me a Wikipedia pendant, so I get to pretend I'm as smart as he is. Sometimes. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED. More news is coming in just a bit.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, Hope Lab, and the Dirk and Charlene Capsanel Foundation.